Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1095. Visible translated text is as follows. Told me to watch for him. I don't know whether Mr. Frank knew he was there or not. There were 8 niggers in all working in the factory. Snowball, the fireman, and me did just plain manual labor. The rest of the Negroes had better jobs. Snowball, the fireman, and me were the last Negroes to get jobs there. We were the new darkies. The others had been working there before we went there. Mr. Frank used to laugh and jolly with me. I couldn't tell you the first time he did this. Mr. Darley has seen him jollying me. They would jolly me together. They would play and go on around there with me. It has been so long ago I can't tell you any of the jokes. Mr. Schiff and Mr. Holloway has seen him joking with me. He would say, "Come on, I am going to make a graveyard down there in the basement if you don't hurry and bring that elevator back up here." Mr. Holloway heard him say that. Mr. Schiff has seen him playing with me. He would goose me and punch me and tell me I was a good Negro. I don't remember anything else he said. Yes, Mr. Darley would goose me and kick me a little bit, just playing with me. Mr. Schiff would crack jokes with me. I don't remember the time. The time Mr. Frank came in the elevator and told me about watching for him, he didn't know Snowball was in there. Snowball was standing right there by me. Mr. Frank could have seen him and he couldn't have heard anything that was said. He saw Snowball standing there. I have been at the factory over 2 years. I don't remember the day or month I went there. It was sometime in 1910. I don't remember whether it was summer or winter. Miss Daisy Hopkins worked on the 4th floor in 1912. I don't know when she quit. I saw her working from June 1912 up until about Christmas. Yes, I worked on the same floor with her. I don't know whether she worked there in 1913. Miss Daisy was a low lady, kind of heavy, and she was pretty low, chunky kind of heavyweight. I don't know what color hair she had, or eyes, or her complexion. She was light-skinned. She looked to be about 23. I know she was there in June because she gave me a note to take down to Mr. Schiff. I remember that because the note had June on it. Mr. Schiff said it had June on it when he read it. I can't read, but he read that note to me. He read June something? It was on the outside of the note. It was one of the notes. June was written on the back of that note. She wrote the note and folded it up, and he read June on the back of it, and he laughed at it. The reason I know she left the factory during Christmas because Mr. Dalton told me she wasn't coming back. He told me that one Saturday coming down to the factory. I never have seen Mr. Dalton except at the factory. No, he doesn't work there. I saw him somewhere along in January. He came out that time by himself. He and a lady had been down in the basement. The last time I saw him, the detectives brought him down at the station house and asked if I had ever seen him in the mill. I saw Mr. Holloway at the factory the first Saturday I watched for Mr. Frank. The next Saturday I watched, he was sick and wasn't there. He was sick 2 Saturdays in June. I disremember whether I saw Mr. Schiff and Mr. Darley. I remember seeing Mr. Darley at the factory on Thanksgiving Day. I don't remember what time he left. I...